need to pick your hat.
Mm-hmm.
Now I need to pick your shoes and then hang your clothes up on it. So mm-hmm. you can understand it, you know. But it was called wardrobe.
Wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
You ever have a thing called a chaperone?
Yeah.
What's a chaperone do?
Now, a chaperone is something that you would keep some folded things in, like if you wanted to keep your underwear or your handkerchief, men's shoes, or things like that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did that ever have, what was that like? That was all drawers? Or?
Yeah, it was drawers. I had the first hat where you keep the mirror, hang a mirror over it, and
uh-huh.
maybe had it folding this one or something like that. And
uh-huh.
you keep all of your flat things that you could fold up and then.
Did that ever have drawers on it?
Well, some of my had drawers. We always had just drawers that pulled out.
Okay. You're full of all sorts of great information. I'm going to be asking you more questions. Did you ever have a room where you put things that you weren't going to use anymore?
Junk in.
Yeah. then the thing you sweep up with, that's a car.
Would that be a broom?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Because I don't think that you take that off of here, but I think that you've got electric sweeper.
Yeah. Like the sweeper. Then nowadays, what do you use now?
They still call them vacuum cleaners.
Okay.
You know, like a reefer or
yeah.
Hoover or something like that.
The kind that they used to have the big that you push along the ground. It wasn't electric, but you push along.
What
they red sweeper? Red
sweeper,
you call that? Yeah. Okay. Then, let me see, if somebody asked you if the door was open like that
mm-hmm.
and the broom was in the corner, and somebody asked you where's the broom, you would say it?
Behind the door.
Okay.
Oh, yonder.
Okay. Now, when you use yonder like that, what do you mean by that?
Over in that direction,
like
over there.
Over there,
yeah.
Over there, in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So non-specific.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see, and then on, I guess you've already said this stuff, like, if you mention a lady who used to come in and, or a colored woman who used to come in and do this, if she took out the, all the dirty clothes to do, you call that what?
The washing and
ironing. Okay.
The washing.
Would you call that the washing and ironing?
Yeah.
Or would you more likely use laundry?
I actually used the washing and women who do the washing and ironing. Now later on, they probably call it that you sent out the laundry and they went to, you know, a place that did all laundry lines
mm-hmm.
before they got these, individual, you know, where everybody had it in the home to wash and dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then you used to go to these laundromats and do it before we thought of washing and dry. But we used to send it out and the man would come by
mm-hmm.
and pick up your laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would bring it back
yeah.
a couple of days later.
Yeah.
And then you would send that to the laundry, is what we call it.
Okay. Do you ever call a laundromat or anything other than a laundromat?
Because, you know, it hasn't been too many years ago, the roads just started
out. Yeah.
So the laundromats are going to start with.
Okay. Let me see. You mentioned you lived in a two-story house. The thing you used to get from the first floor to the second floor, you call it?
Step.
The step.
Mm-hmm. The stairway. Mm-hmm.
Or the stairway.
Mm-hmm.
Would it make a difference if it were inside or outside?
Well, I was just inside.
Uh-huh.
Now, of course, you have seen that people would have went out and upstairs and put stairs going upstairs so they didn't have to come into the house for
mm-hmm.
and they
mm-hmm.
had those outside on stairs.
Okay.
But I